This presentation about an investigation was performed entirely by the New York State Department of Health about the adverse events related to synthetic cannabinoids. I am obliged to tell you that the presentation was not prepared by CDC, nor has CDC formally reviewed or endorsed or cleared the material. I know exactly. That was 30 seconds. On April 16, 2015, the Upstate Poison Control Center notified the New York State Department of Health of a sudden increase in adverse events associated with the use of synthetic cannabinoids. They reported 15 cases of adverse health effects in one county over a day, which prompted an investigation. The New York State Department of Health began the investigation and were reminded of a similar outbreak that began in November of 2011. Similar to 2015, the Poison Control Center had notified New York State after a sudden increase of adverse health events related to this drug. After monitoring and surveillance for several months, emergency regulations were released in March of 2012. This investigation had two objectives. The first was to assess if the 2015 outbreak was a public health threat to New York State. The second objective was to compare the data from the previous outbreak in 2011 to 2012 for similarities and differences. This would give a more complete look at how best to respond. This first figure represents the 2015 outbreak. Extending from the beginning of April to July 31st, this outbreak encompassed 400 cases with an average of approximately 20 to 25 cases per week. In mid-April, seven agencies issued statements to bring awareness to this public health threat. After these press releases, the cases reported to the Poison Control Center steadily decreased from these high levels, but there was still a small increase of cases towards the end of June. This prompted the Department of Health to issue a second press release and emergency regulations on July 17th. They amended their emergency regulations from 2012 to restrict new compounds that were discovered through laboratory analysis. These figures show the outbreak comparison from the 2011 outbreak to the 2015 outbreak. After the emergency regulations were released in March of 2012, the reports to the Poison Center decreased significantly, as they did when the 2015 emergency regulations were released. Placing these two figures side by side really emphasizes the severity of the 2015 outbreak. This table shows the differences in symptoms between the 2011 and 2015 outbreaks. Cases in 2015 were significantly more likely to experience agitation and irritation, lethargy, tachycardia, confusion, hypotension, and coma. This table shows the level of care differences between the two outbreaks. This variable tracks how the exposed patients were cared for following a call to the Poison Center. In 2015, significantly more patients were admitted to the hospital, and there were also significantly more patients admitted to a critical care unit. This analysis demonstrated that more of the patients in 2015 were more severely ill than those from the 2011 outbreak. Using high-resolution mass spectrometry, two new chemicals of synthetic cannabinoids were identified from the collected samples. These chemicals have a much higher affinity for the cannabinoid receptor, which could be contributing to the increased reported adverse health events related to this drug. From this investigation, the New York State Department of Health concluded that the 2015 synthetic cannabinoid outbreak posed a significant public health threat in New York State. The differences in clinical presentation, as well as the discovery of new highly toxic compounds, suggested that this outbreak was more severe than the one in 2011, with critical care unit admissions doubling. The New York State Department of Health continues to monitor the issue, and moving forward, will provide outreach to healthcare providers and law enforcement to aid in bettering the public's health. Thank you very much.